Well, let's talk to a veteran right now. Joining
he certainly won't be there.
We'll see. He might not. Let's talk to him right now on the Swartz, Cullet, and guest line. Joining us, defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles, Connor Barwin. Connor, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
What's up, CB?
Great. It's great to talk to you.
Mike?
You ready for the rookie camp next week? You show these boys how to do things next weekend.
I might poke my head out there and watch a couple minutes, but I definitely won't be participating.
and that's the case with most of your veteran colleagues, correct?
Yeah. No, it'll be all rookies. Maybe I'm sure there might be a couple of guys that were on practice squad or something that aren't rookies that they'll ask to participate in it. But no one that's played in real games, I think, will be playing in that mini camp.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you were watching the draft or heard about the draft and the Eagles draft class. What'd you make of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't watch the draft really. I turned it on when I was home during the draft. The older you get in this league or the longer you've been around, you know not to judge anything you read or see during the draft. You just wait till the guys show up and play some football before you make any judgments. But obviously, when you pick a quarterback at number two, that's a big deal. So I was paying attention to that, and we're excited to have Carson Wentz here in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what has that done, Connor? I know you guys haven't gotten together as a team like you did prior to the draft, but just being around the building, I know you're still here in the city. What has that done with the team when the rest of your veterans, the rest of you guys know that the Eagles have just selected the future quarterback of this franchise? Does it give a sense of excitement, or does it cause a little bit of confusion? Because we obviously know Sam Bradford was re-signed and Chase Daniel was brought in. You draft the guy at number two, you know he's going to be here for a long time, number two overall.
Yeah. No, I think, I don't think I can speak for everybody, but, mm-hmm. I think we were excited when we saw them go up and get Carson at number two. I mean, I didn't do any, I don't know anything really about him than what I've read since, but when you go up and get a quarterback that early, you must feel pretty good about him. So I think most people are excited about it. Obviously, all of us see Sam as the starter for the next year or two to help kind of mentor the kid and show him the ropes, but Carson will be the quarterback of the future in the long term.
I don't know if Sam sees himself as the starter, Connor, just from what we have heard or what his actions have been. What do you make of this?
Well, I spoke to him, and I'll let him come out and speak to you guys and say what he has to say or wants to say. But I think obviously he maybe didn't see it coming and was surprised by it. But I expect him to be back in the next week or two and to be the starting quarterback next year.
All right, we will wait to hear from Sam on this, but you're telling us a little bit of something that we haven't heard before. Is it your understanding that he will be back to play for the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, he's still on the team. He's got to come to work, and he's going to be the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and come to work for OTAs in a little less than 2 weeks. You think he'll be in for that?
I think so. I hope so. I mean, from my conversation with him, it sounded like he was coming back sooner rather than later. So we'll wait and see. I know he'll be here for the mandatory stuff. But again, this is just my casual conversation with him. You guys will have plenty of time to talk to him, and he can show up when he wants to be here, hopefully soon, and you guys can talk to him.
I hear you. Talking to Connor Barwin, and last night, Jordan Matthews was at the Comcast Sportsnet up front at the link and sort of indicated similar that what goes through our minds, what goes through his mind, is not necessarily the same thing that goes through Sam Bradford's mind. So, but I thought it was looking positive that at some point he would be back. So that certainly is good news. What have you been doing go ahead.
I'll just say, I think we're all excited for him to come back, and everybody in the locker room is ready for him to come back. So, it's all good. And at the same time, we're excited for Carson Wentz and Chase Daniels. And, competition usually brings the best out of all of us. So I think it's a great situation we're in.
Well, you certainly bring good news to the airwaves and good news to the Delaware Valley, at least from a relief standpoint. You know how we are as observers on the outside. We're crazy about this team in Midnight Green, and these fans are a little nervous after being excited about the offseason moves that the team has made to improve the team going into next year, and the fans want to be excited about Carson Wentz. And then the Sam Bradford sort of news sort of throws a lot of confusion into whether or not he's our quarterback this year, or will he be back, or want to be back. So that little nugget you just dropped off, I think, sort of eases some concern for a lot of the fans around here as to who will be our starting quarterback this year, because, you know, it's a topic of discussion daily for us, not knowing what Sam's intentions are.
Yeah, and of course, we all understand that. And like I said before, maybe Sam was surprised and caught off guard. But at the end of the day, you know, we all need to understand as players. IQ know this better than anybody. Mm-hmm. Every year, there's somebody, you know, coming in to try to replace you. And competition will always bring the best out of us. And I expect that to happen at the quarterback position this year.
No doubt about it. Well, speaking of competition, there should be a little competition on that defensive side of the ball, brother. We can't even say you're linebacker Connor Barwin anymore. You're defensive end Connor Barwin. I know you're happy to be back in the spot that you sort of started your NFL career off with. But there should be a little bit of in-house competition amongst the D linemen as well as far as snaps go, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's good, though, that we have some depth, especially at the defensive end position. If people that understand Jim Schwartz's defense, he likes to always rotate his front four, especially if pass rushers constantly, you know, unlike myself playing almost the majority of the snaps the last 3 years, he'll want to keep guys fresh, always rotating up front. He's done that his whole career, whether it was in Tennessee, Buffalo, or Detroit, and nothing will be different here in Philly.
And when you heard that Jim Schwartz was to be the new defensive coordinator of the Eagles, as a member of that defense, what went through your head?
It's the best news you could possibly get. If you're a defensive lineman, you're a guy that rushes the quarterback, you can't be happier than hearing Jim Schwartz is going to be your defensive coordinator.
That is awesome. And again, you're making a lot of Eagles fans real happy with that statement and also the news about Sam. Tell us a little bit more news about what's going on with your Make the World Better Foundation. I know you've got a very special event. You've been doing it for what will be 3 years now, and we want to hear all about it.
Yeah, tickets go on sale today. I think they just went on sale about an hour ago at utphilly.com. It's our third annual benefit concert that we've had at Union Transfer the last couple of years. You know, we raise money, all the money from the tickets to the bar are matched by my foundation. And then June 3rd, when the concert is, we'll announce the third playground that the money will go towards.
That is awesome. And Make the World Better Foundation, your foundation, is playground builds. And what else is what's your mission statement so everybody knows?
Well, we try to revitalize a neighborhood playground once a year. And we finished Ralph Brooks Park last year. We're under construction currently on a $3 million project at Smith Playground in South Philly. Again, June 3rd, we'll announce our third playground. And then we do a beta program at Common Jesus Elementary School to try to motivate young kids to get involved in their schools and their neighborhood and try to improve their own environments.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Man, always got something going on, man, in a positive way. Always.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, on this Mother's Day weekend.
They know that invite, too, Connor. Just saying.
I expect to see both you guys there June 3rd.
Okay. All right. The gauntlet's been thrown down. Connor, we're asking folks to call in about Mother's Day stories, and I know your mother, Margaret, as well as your dad, Tom, is so special in your life and have aided in where you are today. You have a special recollection of Mom on this Mother's Day Friday?
Well, first of all, when we're talking about my foundation, you know, it's called the MTWB Project, which is an acronym for Make the World Better. But what people don't know is also an acronym for my mother's name, Margaret. Well, my parents' initials, Margaret Thomas William Barwin.
Wow.
Which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And then the other story I just thought of was my mom, you know, growing up, I was a huge basketball player. My dad really kind of supported the basketball and wanted me to play in college and all that stuff. But it was my mom and my high school football coach that kept me playing football and got me playing at University of Cincinnati. So who knows where I would be if it wasn't for her keeping me on the football team in high school.
You kidding me? You'd be with Klay Thompson, man, about to win another title. That's where you've been. And Steph Curry.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. That jump shot just wouldn't get any better.
Okay. But it's interesting, just to pick up on Mom. I mean, normally, you know, Mom wants to come here, baby. Oh, I don't want you getting hurt playing football. But she wanted you to play. Dad wanted you to play a hoop.
Yeah, it was interesting. My mom loves football. She still loves football. So, it's the honest to God truth. I was going to focus wrongly on purely basketball in high school, and she was like, nope, you're going to stay on the football team. And thank God she was right.
How wow. About that? That's
See?
A great
– Moms that knows, is, man. They wrong. Mothers know, man. They
that's
know.
A great story. Connor, thanks so much. It's always great talking to you, my friend. Mm-hmm. And we'll put out the – we'll continue to put out the word about the concert. A Turtle just tweeted out the info. We'll retweet it, and we know it's going to be a great success.
June 30th. What's the music like? Am I going to like the music? What's the deal?
You'll like the music. It's a couple of Waxahachie and Hop Along are two Philly-based bands that will be playing the show. They'll be half my teammates will be there for the barbecue before, where Mark Betchery and Kevin Spraga will do the barbecue, and there'll be an open bar. So you'll have a good time.
Oh, say no more. He said
Mark Betchery and Kevin Spraga.
Bar, man. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We're in.
I'm there.
You just convinced us. Thanks,
CB.
Appreciate
it, CB.
Appreciate
it.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah. Thank you, Connor. That's Connor Barwin, the Eagles defensive end, who, my goodness, enlightened us with so many different pearls during this phone call.
He perked you up a little bit, didn't he?
On a Friday show. Are you? Yes. Sammy Sleeves is back.
Listen, that may have been bad news to some people.
I know.